boys and girls, I have another story about weddings. This title is God's Word Stands. Mother, don't you love Cousin Sandra? Questioned Beth. Why, Beth, whatever made you ask that? Of course I love Sandra. I love her very much, Mother responded. Well, I heard you and Father talking in the kitchen last night. You were discussing her wedding invitation that came yesterday, and it sounded as if you didn't even want to go to her wedding, explained Beth. Oh, Beth, we really do want to be included in all of our family times. But you have heard us praying much for Sandra, because she has not been choosing God's ways. Now she plans to marry Joe, but he was married before and is divorced. It hurts us so much to see her going against God's word, Mother sighed. But they don't do other things as we do either, Beth reasoned. Maybe it isn't so bad for Sandra to marry Joe if they understand the Bible differently. Beth, God's word stands. It is not just for people who choose to obey it. God will judge everyone by it. Always remember that, Beth, Mother exclaimed emphatically. But if their church doesn't teach the same as ours, do they know better? Beth asked uncertainly. It is very sad that some ministers will reason around the Bible's teaching so people can disobey and think they are all right. I'm afraid they will have to answer to God for leading people into false assurance, Mother explained wearily. You know, Beth, I think Father and I should study with you what the Bible says about marriage. It will be good for all of us. I'll talk to Father about it. When they sat down that evening for family worship, Father settled baby laws on his lap and began talking. Mother tells me you were discussing Cousin Sandra's wedding. When Uncle Roberts left a church that taught the whole Bible and joined another church, they did not realize what it would do for Sandra. I believe Uncle Robert and Aunt Joyce are sad about the choice Sandra is making. But since their church does not teach all the Bible, Sandra did not develop the same convictions. But that gives her no excuse. The Bible stands. Some of the applications our church makes to Bible teachings are different from some other Christians' applications. We can love others who do differently than we do. But certain principles are very plainly outlined in the scriptures, and this is one of them, Beth. Beth, will you read Matthew 5:32? Beth found a place in her Bible and read, But I say unto you that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causes her to commit adultery, and whosoever shall marry her that is divorced committeth adultery. Thank you, Beth, Father said. Now we see marriage is ordained and made sacred by God. God planned for men and women to marry and make godly homes for children. If a married man or woman goes to live with a different man or woman, that is adultery. Jesus said here that even if someone is divorced and then remarried, both of them are committing adultery. Does this mean, though, that there are some times when divorce is all right? Asked Beth. In Bible times, the engagement promise was very serious, Father explained. If someone was impure before marriage, the wedding could be called off, but they needed a divorce even to do that. Was that like Joseph, what he planned to do with Mary? Asked Beth. Yes, that's right, Father agreed. Now, Mother, will you read Mark 10:11-12? Little Linda, who was sitting on her lap, helped hold the Bible while Mother read. And he saith unto them, Whosoever shall put away his wife and marry another committeth adultery against her. And if a woman shall put away her husband and be married to another, she committeth adultery. Beth looked up. Mother looked up. Beth, can you follow what I read? How could anyone misunderstand that? Questioned the 12-year-old. The one who gets divorced and marries again commits adultery. Let's read some more scriptures, Father suggested. Beth, now will you find Romans 7, verses 2 and 3? Beth read, "For the woman which hath an husband is bound by the law to her husband so long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she is loosed from the law of her husband. So then, if while her husband liveth she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from the law, so that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man." Do you see any difference here? Father asked. Beth nodded. I think so. It's like Aunt Beulah, said Mother. She lived alone for a long time after Uncle Minna died. But then Uncle Hiram married her after his first wife died. Since neither one had a husband or wife living, they were free to remarry. 1 Corinthians 7:39 tells us the same thing, said Father. It says, "The wife is bound by the law as long as her husband liveth. But if her husband be dead, she is at liberty to be married to whom she will, only in the Lord." Beth, we want you and the twins to grow up to serve Jesus. We want to help you understand what the Bible teaches, Father added. For those who faithfully follow God's commands, He has rewards. Father was quiet for a little, and then went on thoughtfully. God forbids marriages with divorced persons who have former companions still living. Marriage by or with such persons is actually adultery. Beth, what makes this so serious is the end of adulterers. Let's all turn to Galatians 5 and verses 19 to 21. Scan down over these sins of the flesh. The first sins mentioned are adultery and fornication. At the end of this list it says, "They which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." That means they won't go to heaven. Beth wrinkled her brow. "But I don't want Sandra to miss heaven. Can't she be forgiven for marrying Joe?" she pleaded. Father answered, "I'm thankful you are seeing how serious this is. And yes, there is forgiveness for all our sins if we repent and leave the sin. But if we keep on doing wrong, we haven't really repented." Mother added, "Father, when you read from 1 Corinthians 7, I saw that verses 10 and 11 have something to say about this too. Let not the wife depart from her husband, but, and if she depart, let her remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband." Aunt Donna has lived alone since Uncle Jim left her years ago, Mother remarked thoughtfully. I remember how she made a confession at church of her part in their problems. She said to all of us that she failed to show love and patience to him as God asks. I don't remember Uncle Jim, said Beth, but I do love Aunt Donna. I just love her so much, but I guess she is lonely too. Yes, agreed Mother. She does have lonely times. She even had a chance to get married again, but she didn't yield to that temptation. God gave her strength to stay true to Him and to her marriage vows. But her marriage was years ago. You said Uncle Jim married again. Beth was bewildered. Remember, Beth, God's word says if the wife is separated, let her be unmarried if she isn't reconciled to her husband, Father reminded. Another verse in Matthew 19 says, "What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder." Another way to put that is, "And no man may divorce what God joins together." But what happens if someone marries a divorced person and later becomes a Christian? Or maybe they knew it was wrong but married anyway. Can't they be forgiven and go on? Beth again pleaded. Father answered, "When a man and a wife marry, they form a bond God seals until one of them dies. He belongs to that first wife, and she belongs to that first husband, even if they were not Christians. Then if they divorce and remarry, in God's eyes, they really still belong to their first partner. Father paused and then asked, if a thief becomes saved, do you think he would want to continue using the car he had stolen? No. If he truly repented of his sin, he would give back all he stole or pay for it. So if a divorced and remarried person becomes born again, he would realize that his second marriage was never recognized by God, and he really belongs to that first partner. Restitution can be made by departing and living separate from that second wife. This would be very, very hard, especially if that marriage was going well, and if there were children. But some have done it by the strength of God and are able to live in victory. The Bible says the way of a transgressor is hard, but God will give strength to those who truly want to obey Him. Mother began to cry softly. We have failed Sandra by not warning her when we knew she was friends with Joe. Maybe she would not have come to this place ready to enter into an adulterous situation. But we will keep praying. The Lord still does miracles. They sat in silence for a little. Mother wiped her tears and said softly, I believe God is wanting me to write these things as gently as possible to Sandra. We want to assure her we really love her, but explain why we cannot be present at her wedding. I'll really miss being together with the family, but because we want the teachings of Jesus to rule our lives, we feel it would grieve Him to be present there. Do you think Uncle Robert's family will understand? Questioned Beth. Father replied slowly, we surely hope so, but if they get upset at us, we will just continue to love them. If they turn against us, we will continue to pray for them and to show them that we love them in it all. But the most important thing is for us to be faithful to our Lord to the very end.